सबसे सुहानी यादें तुम्हारी, सबसे ऊंचा है प्यार बाबा तुझसे लगे लगन जो, बाबा तुझसे लगे लगन जो झूमे मन संसार। सबसे सुहानी यादें तुम्हारी, सबसे ऊंचा है
शांति। ओम शांति। ओम शांति। दिस इज एन एक्सरसाइज बिफोर दादी कम्स टू से थ्री टाइम्स ओम शांति। Power of just the thought of Om Shanti. Before saying Om Shanti, Today Baba said, your positive power of thought can do wonders. We have great intoxication. When Baba says, you are my children, we are mouth-born progeny of Brahma. Mouth-born progeny of Brahma. Born through Brahma's mouth. Some are born through Brahma Baba's drishti. And many, many, all of you are born, how the foreigners are born, through mouth, the foreigners are born through thought. Many times Baba has said that Brahma Baba invoked you. It was a thought, Brahma Baba's thought, that Baba shared with the children, that many, many foreigners will come. There would be so much expansion that there will be not place. Every place you will build will become less, will become short. Place will become short. Today, we were attending part of the building which is called Sanjay Park, which will be also built for accommodation will be 5,000 more staying in it, like Manmohini complex. In the same way, that big building on the right hand height, when you go from out of Shantivan, then right-hand side is Manmohini complex, and left-hand side, when you go to PowerPoint, this is Solar India One, on the right-hand side, construction is taking place, which is one building is completed, just called Platinum Jubilee building. Because it is in the year of Platinum Jubilee, it is completed. The name of the building is Platinum Jubilee. Maybe later on they can change the name, but this was today. In which 1,200 bed, one building can accommodate. So, this is the power of thought of Baba. It was a thought which Baba shared that a queue will be from Abu Road to Mount Abu will be queue. And now if you see when the season is there, the bus is traveling. It's a queue. Even now coming, it's queue. So, positive, powerful thought. Thoughts are like seeds. Thoughts are the seeds. And this seed is a question in which consciousness, with sweetness, with good feelings, with faith, with bhavana, we water the seed. And the seed grows. Expansion takes place. And elevated actions, the fruit, success is that everything what comes out from it is fruitful or successful. And we need to be very careful what kind of thoughts we are creating in the mind. For a long time, we had the awareness that it is karma philosophy, what as you sow, so shall you reap, was connected with actions. When we say karma philosophy. But on the path of bhakti, karma philosophy was very gross way of looking it. Knowledge was also gross. Sakar Baba also used to say at that time, child, just pay attention to your actions. Thoughts and words, but then more attention was that if wrong action is there, then suffering will be in instant or after short term or after long term, which was always connected with karma philosophy. Actions were considered as thoughts, seeds. Actions were considered as thoughts on the field of action. We thought actions were the seeds. And now Baba is saying, thoughts are seeds. There is a story of Kalpa tree, which is on the path of bhakti, but applies to us at the present time. In our life, some warriors with a prince went for hunting. And these warriors had a lot of success in hunting. The prince was very, very enthusiastic. So with some of his colleagues, he went very fast, chased the prey, got lost, and reached a place where there's no one, a jungle, complete jungle. And he saw a very attractive tree, very beautiful tree. He felt attracted to it, a cool breeze there. He said, oh, such a wonderful tree, nice, refreshing. How good it would be if I could have got a bed here and have a little bit rest. But before that he thought, really I'm thirsty, all my relations are left, my friends are, mis colleagues are, companions are left behind and they had water and everything. How nice it could be if I could have water here. And suddenly, someone came and brought water and asked, are you thirsty? Would you like to drink water? Yes, yes, I was thinking of that. That thing became so. He was very pleased to get water. Then thought came, I'm hungry as well. Should be. Good thought, how? Perhaps my friends will come, or colleagues will come, and companion will come, and I will get food. And then they said that here it is a place where the king has arranged if someone is in that area and certainly does not have any facility, so we prepare food and we give food, and here is food for you. Very happy. Food has come. And then thought came, until they find me, those who are left behind and separated from me, could nice that could I could have a bed and rest. That also appeared. Had good rest, got up, was alone, others had gone somewhere, but not two, they were with him. He thought, it's jungle here. I do not know if in the jungle, if any violent person comes, what will happen? And he heard the roar of a lion. Then he realized he prepared God, angels and deities, and felt protected, and this voice was gone. This is a bhakti story. Later on he realized that he was sitting under the sankalpa tree. Kalpa tree, sankalpa tree. In Hindi, sankalpa is thought. So as the thought he was creating, the thought was becoming reality. So how I translate this story, that when we become Brahmins, when we are still in the world, negative world, there is power, mind is not so powerful, mind is very weak. It creates many, many weak thoughts, many negative thoughts. Because we were full of negativity, full of voices, not only our words, our thoughts were wrong, our words were also very bitter. Our actions were also harmful. And so we did not get the instant result. Got the results a little bit later. Because in this aspect, result is also late when the mind is weak. When mind is powerful and land is very ready, clean and pure, then whatever thought, good or bad, that also becomes reality. And so it's very important for us is that we pay attention to our thoughts. And for a long time Baba is saying, be careful, control your waste thoughts. He had given homework to overcome waste thoughts, weak thoughts, unnecessary thoughts. What is the method so that we do not create waste, weak, necessary? So our thoughts are actually guided by our intellect. In order to make mind powerful, we need to have yoga of the intellect with Baba. And when our intellect is connected with Baba, then positivity and purity and divine intellect begins to more detach from what our own thoughts are, our own past feelings is. Because intellect is able to now yoga of the intellect. It is not called, Baba says, man mana bhava, but he says, have the yoga of the intellect with me. And so yoga of the intellect with Baba means intellect becomes pure, clean, divine, powerful. And intellect feeds the mind. Before that, our sanskaras were feeding our mind. Our sanskaras, deep, deep experience, what we say, what we remember. I am speaking, I am not, we speak our thoughts out. I say, but I have experienced this. I have experienced what I am talking about this person, what I am talking about this situation, what about thinking about this. I have experienced this. And so what we have experienced, that experience is actually, that is becoming our sanskaras, because that is what we are keeping deep within our personality, in our heart. And so now, in order to purify sanskaras, need to purify intellect. And in order to purify the mind, we need to have the right clear understanding that Baba is giving. So knowledge has to feed the mind. And knowledge, sometimes we say, but I know. The knowledge means I know what my experience is. And I know very well. I am now mature. I am now experienced. I have realized. I have seen. I have understood. But on what basis I have understood? All this, my experience, my behavior, my seeing, my communication was based, what percentage was body conscious and what percentage was soul conscious? Up to what percentage was divine and what percentage was undivine or based on my wish, my desire, my needs? And so Baba is telling you can have pure, powerful thoughts with me when it is connection with Baba is there, no matter how bad situation is, it will become good. So does my intellect have this faith? Because Baba is saying, we know, but it deep within in my thoughts and my feeling and understanding, it made my intellect so divine that yes, no matter whatever in the past was, it was bad. But generally we say it was bad because others were bad. It was difficult because others were difficult. It was problematic because people are problematic. We did not link at that time ourselves with our true consciousness or with Baba. So when we linked our thoughts and feelings with problems, certainly that is what is coming to us. Wherever we are tuned, that is what will be connecting with us. And this is why Baba says, of course, have yoga of the intellect with me, but man mana bhav. The mantra is man mana bhav. So, mantra is man mana bhav in order to make the mind so divine, so pure, so that this link can take in, or intellect can also easily realize or understand what Baba is saying. Baba is saying many things. How do we define? That also depends on how we define the intellect. And then in that way we please our mind. So manmanabhava stage, as there are four stages of manmanabhava, turn your mind away from all other things. It means change the focus. So when my thoughts are actually focused, then it will be naturally tuned as well. Attention is again and again is drawn towards the things which have gone wrong in our life. Past is not, we are not able to make past, and the thoughts come from the past again and again. The intellect has not decided to take the benefit from that. If I have learned something, then the joy of learning, that experience changes the experience which was sad experience or bad experience. If I have not taught myself something, then my thoughts will be, no matter how much I say I remember Baba, I would not be able to keep my mind focused on Baba, and bad thing cannot become good. You can make bad into good, no matter how bad it is, the power of thought. Positive power of thought
cannot be without pure feeling, pure mind,
clean mind. And clean mind and pure mind cannot be when the intellect has decided what I have learned from that, this situation. Even it was bad situation. Baba has said that certainly it is the knowledge that changes your thought. Baba gives the example. The flowers always become fragrant. Manure is given to it. When something bad, rotten is put in the flower's bottom, the rose flowers become fragrant. So the nature has the power to change the bad smelly thing into fragrance, and what you are attracted towards the fragrance. And so here what we have learned brought happiness for ourselves, or some realization of not only happiness but some realization of my own personality. Is my intellect really honest? Is my heart honest? Honesty in a sense that anything which is bad, is it that person has contributed or that situation has contributed to be bad, or I myself have also contributed in it? Might be carelessness, might be laziness, might be fear, might be my subtle ego. And so intellect gets blocked. And in the, because it's so deep, a blockage is such that even the benefit is visible from that, because eye of the intellect is blocked, I am not able to see the benefit in it. And so then intellect cannot feed the mind. So once again, faith. Okay, what I use it then? Faith that even something which is not good is beneficial, because drama is beneficial. So drama is beneficial, that is, you are temporarily convincing yourself, but thoughts are not changing. When we say everything is drama is beneficial, everything is drama and beneficial, but thoughts are still weak. Stole thoughts are still negative. There is not the feelings are not changed for the person or the situation or circumstances. Still there is fear. Still there is bad imagination. Something might happen bad. And so when I am still thinking or imagining, so image that I am imagining will become real, because inside I am painting that. Yesterday I was sitting in Vardhani Bhavan, and Very nice talk I heard on the television. Peace of mind is relaying very beautiful stories or beautiful talks. And in that, in this talk was how our thoughts really make it a reality. And this was the, I learned from Realize More. And today was in Baba's blessings, and I had read the Murli beforehand, so it strengthened more to me, this thought. He was saying, Brother Surya was sharing, that some people come with this problem, with the problem saying that my children, no, in my family problem is that my children now don't even allow me to stay at my home, and they have put me somewhere in old people house, and I do not like it at all. And all my money, all my savings, they have taken it away, and now I am helpless. He said, I smiled, and I said, who made it? He says, my children. He says, please go deep in, who made it? He says, I'm telling you, it's my children. Go again, deep in yourself. He says, shall I ask you one thing? Was a time that you were thinking, I earn a lot of money? Yes, I earn it. And so then I become very influential. So I earned. He became a little bit shy, the person, and then anyway he said, yes, yes, I did earn. But I also had a thought that some part of it I will keep with myself. But later on it happened when I saw the other people, children, taking away the money and sending them away. I also had fear, maybe my children will also do the same. My children can also do the same. And then I started thinking in this way. And then he said, Surya Bhai asked him, did you also thinking that they will also send me away, would not keep me in the house? He says, yes, I used to think about it. I used to think it would be very bad. If this situation remains, it will be very bad. It is going to be very bad. He said, who created this? You invoked it, no? You had started planting it, powering it, empowering it. You empower your thought because you are a powerful soul. Now you are a yogi soul. And you empowering like Lokic people are empowering. Instead of purifying it, instead of changing it, you are making it bad. And whatever you were thinking, your thought became reality. And so, when Dadi Janaki speaks about bhavana, thoughts and feelings, it is so clear how may our thoughts create our own fortune or misfortune. If I don't have a good bhavana or good feeling, creating good feeling for my own self as well. If I am not keeping that loving feeling and good wishes for the other person, or very powerful positive faith that here we are together to change the world, but I cannot change my own thought. We are here to change the situations, but we create more and more strict situation. How? By underlining it again and again. And when we are underlining in our mind, and then we are speaking again and again, we are creating in the atmosphere. So atmosphere is also becoming filled with that vibrations. Then the words are like the leaves. The seed I have sown, negative. Or it was seed given by somebody else. Not necessary I had this thought. I did not have thought. But because of behavior, because of the sanskaras, because of the situations, because of the problems, the seeds were thrown in my pure heart, in my personality in the fertile land. But I watered it. I did not have that to change the feelings, to change my own bhavana, that I am self-protector. I am world benefactor. I am a loveful soul. So let me have this love for the self and love for others to handle the situation with love. If I take sorrow and if I have taken suffering, naturally my relationship with that soul would be that of always doubt, fear, defamation, criticism. And what is happening? These leaves are growing, the tree. Many, many leaves are. And then when I'm speaking about, it looks very nice because I'm sharing my pain. I'm sharing my pain with my friends. I'm sharing my feeling with others. And Baba used to say, don't speak to anybody. Speak to me. Because once I started speaking, then I am encouraging my own self to make it strong. So it's a completely different way because your thinking, feeling are increasing. I'm not focusing on really being connected and taking power from Baba and creating self-respect in me to protect myself. To create that self-respect, then with that feeling of love, I can have love for that soul, or I can understand, the intellect can understand the situation. And so yesterday when Baba was speaking, in order to be benevolent being, to become like the Father, the world transformer and the world benefactor, love, the proof of love is that you have mercy. Have mercy on your own self, that my waste and weak thoughts will change my feeling for my own self and also my feeling for others. And my mind then cannot be turned away from there. My mind is always situation connected with that person or situation. So how, if I tuning the mind with Baba, then this intellect begins to get solution. The intellect becomes gets clarity. And my intellect then is able to see how I used to think, analyze, explain, or visualize the things. And now I need to change it. I have to see with Baba's vision. I have to see with vision of mercy. I need to see with vision of love. I need to see with the heart of forgiveness. Then this mercy, forgiveness, will kshama, will clean my heart. That is a cleaning, cleansing power to clean the heart so that feelings, deep feelings, create the thoughts negative, which I keep hurt feeling within me. They are like thorns gone deep in the roots. Garden cannot be created, harmony cannot be created, happiness cannot be created. And then if my thoughts and feelings are not peaceful, I can never become cheerful. Happiness cannot be, Baba says, have the nourishment of happiness, no matter how good churning it would be, nourishment of happiness cannot be experienced. Because thoughts are still deep, deep roots are still time to time are emerging. And so this, it is positive thoughts, pure thoughts with pure heart, elevated thoughts by tuning my intellect with Baba. Then my intellect is feeding me, my mind. Means divine intellect is feeding me, my mind. And then this my own sanskaras and my mind. So sanskaras are also changing because it's my sanskaras, also sanskaras which were conflicting with the sanskaras of others. So the intellect becomes a balance which brings sanskaras and mind at the same level, and this positive energy changes negative bad into good by manmana bhava and having yoga of the intellect with Baba. Yoga of the intellect with Baba means intellect becomes divine when it is tuned to Baba. Turning is one step. Then tuning is the second step. Third step is when it is tuned, then my mind is interested and intellect begins to understand what Baba expects of me. Gyanitva Atma are beloved children of me. This knowledge-able soul, the soul who has the ability to finish immediately 1 second which is passed, are loved by me. So we begin to experience Baba's love. We don't have to struggle to ask for Baba's love or wait for Baba's love. It's Baba's love starts pouring on the soul. And that feeling of Baba's love, which is filled in the heart, the lake of love, then creates the blossoming flowers of detachment from the situations which was in the past. If the lake of love is not created in the heart, my heart cannot become a lotus. This is cannot generate the lotus flower. This mud was there. This is not affecting me anymore. That became a learning process for me. And this is what is lotus heart means. Now is no more rubbish there. That bad had become very good because this, the even situations were there, became a very good mirror of my ego, became a mirror of my selfishness, became a mirror of my authority, right or wrong authority, or became a mirror of my inferiority complex. A wrong understanding of my authority or my knowledge. So it's again comes the intellect. And then the benevolent truth of myself, truth of the situation, truth of the nature of our personality of the other person makes me aware to transform the atmosphere within myself and with others. And that is the sweet fragrance which changes the atmosphere. So lotus flower then becomes a rose flower. Means the spiritual fragrance and gentleness comes. And then our stage becomes the sunflower. The sunflower means the seed again is now very powerful seed. It's blossom cheerfulness and my intellect is now benevolent, merciful, loveful, focused, or always if I have to think anything, careful, is it how would Baba allow me to think in this way? So as sun moves according to direction of the wherever the sun is moving, so is my mind is moving. So you become sunflower. And such souls become sun dynasty souls. Those who change, like iron age changes into golden age, in the same way, our own negativity, no matter how bad, how weak, how sad, or mad situation was, is the fourth stage of manmanabhava. Man turning away, tuning, now focus is changed and is focused on Baba. And then receiving that news, enjoying the knowledge. And when I am enjoying, it is changing the feeling inside. Not superficially, honestly, where I begin to understand how Baba is saying it. Not interpretation, Sometimes we interpret and we interpret according to our choice, according to our need, according to our circumstances, according to prove something. Subtle ego works in a very tricky way. That does not bring, that does not change the thoughts. That makes the mind more weak, because then I am stubborn. This determination becomes stubbornness then. But here it is, purity brings determination of self-realization. Honesty brings determination of self-purification. And that, then it is a fragrance of spirituality comes in. And this spirituality then makes the lotus flower, rose flower. Then my mind is wherever I'm meditating, focusing on Baba, I'm seeing something, focusing on Baba, I'm learning something, becoming the benevolent for myself and for others. To join us. So Manmana Bhav, first step, turning, tuning, becoming, and making my mind like Baba's mind, enjoying what Baba's and making my mind, intellect and personality like Baba, benevolent being. Om Shanti.